Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Real People, Real Talk. Relevant conversations that take you from surviving to thriving. This is the podcast that goes there. My name is Paul Calco and I'm your host. Now let's talk. Hello, Thriver, and thanks so much for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about your physical health and fitness. As I want to share about my fitness journeys with the ups and the downs, but also sharing some practical tips that can help you along in your fitness journey. So I'm calling this one My Body, But God's Temple. I'm doing this because it serves as a reminder that our health is important. Not only important to us, but it's also important to God, and our health is important to our loved ones. Here at Real People, Real Talk, we have a high view of God's word. So I want to give you scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Listen, my friend, we only get one body in this life, and we have to take care of it. The Bible also says in Romans 12, 1, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's grace, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Reading this scripture has really like changed my perspective as it relates to fitness. I now view taking care of my body in a balanced way. Not in a vain way, but a balanced and healthy way. I view taking care of my body as an act of worship and an act of obedience. When I'm at my best physically, I'm able to give God my best. I'm able to give my family my best. I'm able to give my church and my community my best. So it looks like this. Surrendering all of me includes my body for the will of God. And so fitness, it isn't a waste of time, but it is an investment of time that allows you to live more fully for God and for the things that he has called you to do. 1 Timothy 4:8, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Above all else, we know this, that our relationship with God is most essential, is key, is crucial. But don't leave out bodily training, aka fitness, as it does have value. So I want to just list out some things that help me along with my fitness journey as I was able to lose weight. And now I'm in the process of losing it again because it's a journey. Sometimes it can be easy to lose the weight because you're motivated and you have this goal. But then the harder part, I mean, it's hard to lose weight too, but you can do it because the greater one lives on the inside of you. But what I'm learning is the hardest part for me is maintaining it. And so I am in this journey along with you. So I'm just going to share with you what has been working for me. Number one, you need to deal with your relationship with food. Food addictions are real. Food is often used as a coping mechanism, a way to comfort us. And I'm just going to keep it real here. A lot of us simply just eat too much. When we want to celebrate, we eat. When we're sad or had a bad day, we eat. Now, hear me out. Nothing is wrong with food when it's eaten in moderation, but we have to be careful when it comes to the sin of gluttony. And that's a sin that we don't hear talked about as much. Or the food addiction is an addiction that we don't talk about as much. You hear the addictions about drug and alcohol, but what about food? And gluttony is excessive eating. It's a sin that many Christians find easy to laugh about and maybe even to accept as a harmless sin. But the sin of gluttony is idolatry. It's a choice of self-love, comfort, and control through food. Now, these Bible verses I'm going to read for you about gluttony is going to help you to understand the seriousness that God places on this sin. Proverbs 23, verses 20 through 21. Do not join to those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. One quote that has really helped me to have a better relationship with food is this. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. I've also heard it say that people are digging their own graves with a knife and fork. And that quote really shook me to my core, and it reminded me of how essential it is to get my diet in check. Now, this is a hard area for myself personally, because I've come to a point where it's in my routine, it's in my schedule. I have disciplined myself to work out 1 hour a day on most days. But the harder part, as I'm being honest here, is the other 23 hours in the day of making sure I'm putting the right things into my mouth. Now, this is serious. And it may be more serious for some than others, but I'll say it to you like this. I don't want to get to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well, Paul, you actually had 10 more years on earth, but your lack of exercise and your overeating brought you here sooner." Yes, I want to go to heaven. I want to be with the Lord, but I also want to accomplish all that he has for me to do while on earth. And in order to do that, we must take care of our bodies, his temple. So step one in your fitness journey is disciplining yourself in the area of food. And before I move on, just some things that has also helped me, like going to the grocery store. I try my best not to bring home any unhealthy snacks. Because I put it like this, if it's not in the house, there's one barrier that's going to keep me from eating unhealthy foods. Nothing is wrong with treating yourself every now and then, but every day shouldn't be a cheat day. Every day shouldn't be a treat day, man. Now, secondly, I want you to find an exercise that you enjoy. I've heard it said like this, that the best workout is the one that you can stick to. I love to play basketball, so I try to play full court basketball at least once a week, burning a lot of calories, running up and down the court. Also love to watch basketball. So as I've mentioned before, I have a treadmill. I put it in front of the TV and I try to like limit myself. Like I can only watch a basketball game if I'm on the treadmill, which builds in like a reward system for working out. And I enjoy it. I also enjoy walking and lifting weights. This is what has been working for me in this season. And I would encourage you to find an active hobby. For you, it could be walking. Maybe a dance class or a fitness class, Pilates, the treadmill, lifting weights. But find something that you enjoy. But also, you got to do the things that you don't enjoy as well. Because you have to have a balance of resistance training as well as cardiovascular activity. There are two sides of a good workout routine, as I just mentioned. It includes cardio, getting your heart rate up, your sweating. You can do that through the treadmill, the elliptical, or walking, or running, or jogging. And then there is resistance training, which can be done with weights, but also can be done with resistance bands and your body weight. So find a workout that you enjoy and then also do the things that you don't enjoy. Step three, set yourself up for success. And here's what I mean. I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth saying again. I try my best not to bring sweets into our home. Now, on special occasions, I do, but every trip to the store shouldn't include cookies or candy or ice cream or soda. If I want that, I have to get out of the house, drive, and go get it. I don't want to keep it in the house, thus setting up some sort of barrier for myself. On that note, I would encourage you to make a better effort to pick up healthier items when you go to the grocery store, more fruits and more vegetables. Another way that I set myself up for success is I pack my gym bag each night and I set it by the door as a visible reminder to work out that day. I have my favorite show readily available on my phone so I can entertain myself, whether I'm on the treadmill or the elliptical, or I have a music playlist or a podcast playlist already ready if I'm to go for a walk. Little things like this adds up in the long run. Also set your mind up for success. In other words, I would encourage you to seek out and to consume fitness content. Here's what I mean. It could be a podcast. It could be a YouTube video. It could be a sermon. But find something that talks about fitness to keep you motivated and inspired. One of the podcasts that I listen to is called the Mind Pump Podcast. I listen to it during my workouts and just consume a lot of good, healthy content as it relates to health, fitness, and workout. They give tips about weight training and just keeps me motivated as I'm in the gym pushing around that heavy weight. I would also encourage you to invest in a Fitbit or a similar device. This helps me to track my steps, my workouts, my calories burns, and I really use this as a guide. I understand that the technology may not be 100% accurate, but I use it more so as a guide. So if I look at my wrist, I'm like, oh, I'm only at 6K steps. That means I need to go for a walk and catch up. So please set yourself up for success. Be intentional. Number four, do not over obsess over the scale. Let me say that again. Do not over obsess over the scale. Sometimes the scale may not go down. The scale is not going to go down every week that you weigh yourself. But please don't let that frustrate you or throw you off course. Don't let the scale, don't let that number on the scale define you or determine your emotional state. I've been there. There have been some times where I thought that I've had a healthy week. I step on the scale. It did not go down, but sometimes it went up. And sometimes that would just devastate me emotionally. I'm like, you know what? Let me just, if it's not working, let me just eat. But I had to rein myself in and continue making healthy choices every single day. Sometimes back in the day, I would step on the scale happy, excited to see the results, and then I would get off a little upset. So I said all of that to say this. Don't over obsess. Use that info to motivate you. Use that number to make the necessary adjustments to do better. Step five, it's important that you take one step in the right direction today. Your one step could be joining the gym. Your one step could be buying equipment to put in your home. Maybe that's dumbbells. Maybe that's a weight bench. Maybe that's a treadmill. You can even look on YouTube or Google workouts that you can do with little to no equipment. It could be a commitment to walk 15 minutes a day. Start small if you must, but start now so you can get that momentum. And from a spiritual point of view, I just want to encourage you, you can do this. Maybe this is your first time trying to be healthy, or maybe this is your 50th time, or maybe it's been an ongoing struggle for you. Well, let me encourage you, you can do this. It begins with a healthy and strong mindset of faith. As a believer, you have the greater one living on the inside of you, and that's the Holy Spirit. And he will enable you to do all that God has called you to do. That's not just the spiritual things, but those are the practical things as well. Take one step in the right direction today. Number six, do not drink your calories. There are so many easily consumable calories in fruit juices and sodas that we drink. Oftentimes, fruit juices are marketed to us as being healthy. But when you look at those labels, whether it's orange juice or apple juice or even Gatorade, there's a lot of sugar in there. So be very careful. I'm not saying you got to cut it all out. That's between you and your doctor. But I am saying it's wise to cut back. I mean, I would love to have a good old cold Dr. Pepper every single day, but I can't. I got to be disciplined because I don't want to drink all my calories and consume all of that sugar. One of the ways they help me out with this, I make my water fun. I put in lemon juice from time to time to give it a taste. Or sometimes I put cucumber and mint if I'm feeling fancy on that day, and it just gives it a different taste. Or instead of drinking a Dr. Pepper, I will go to a Dr. Pepper Zero. Just taking some little steps that adds up. Be watchful of what you put in your mouth, even the liquids. Number seven, it's a quick hitter here, but embrace inconvenience. For example, my wife hates when I do this, but I never go for the closest parking space when we're going out for a date or when we're going just to the grocery store or whatever. I try to park just a little bit farther away so I can take in more steps. I aim to take the stairs as often as I can. Only time that I take the elevator is like when for work and we do something called hospital visits and they're on the 8th floor and I got to go back to work. I don't want to go back to work sweaty, so I'm going to use the elevator. But at all possible, embrace inconvenience, take the stairs. Don't take the closest parking spot. All these little things adds up over time. So I don't want to hold you too long, as this is about action. Hear Real People, Real Talk. Yes, I want you to thrive spiritually. I want you to thrive in your relationship with the Lord. I also want you to thrive in your relationship with your significant others, with your spouse. I want you to thrive in your mental health, but I also want you to thrive in your health. Hear me when I say this. Nobody is coming to save you. Fitness isn't anything that you can delegate to somebody else. And fitness is something that you can't postpone either. Even if you have to start small, you need to start now. Your health cannot wait, and your health cannot take a back seat in this thing we call life. And the key to success is this: discipline, learning to tell yourself no. And in actuality, discipline is the highest form of self-love. Discipline is also the highest form of self-care. Do you love yourself enough to discipline yourself so you can be the best and healthiest version of yourself? Now, I want to share a few fitness quotes that has helped me along my journey. The first one is this: fit is not a destination, but a way of life. In other words, it's not about going on a diet for a certain amount of time, but it's about lifestyle changes, sustainable changes that you can do over time and do consistently. Secondly, you are one workout away from a good mood. This speaks to the mental and emotional benefits that come from a good workout. After a good sweat or lifting weights, I simply feel better. The church that I work at has a gym, and I normally work out on my lunch break. And I come to work in a good mood, but after my workout and my lunch break, I'm in even a better mood as those endorphins are flowing. So you're one workout away from a good mood. Similar to that, I also heard it said like this, that you don't work out to feel good, but when you work out, you do feel good. All right. And thirdly, take care of your body. It's the only place that you have to live. And this reminds me that we only have one body, our body, but God's temple. So steward it well, my friend. And I want to leave you with these three things. Number one, forgive yourself. Maybe you haven't treated your body the best, and maybe you have a long way to go, and that's okay. Forgive yourself and move on. And number two, take steps today in the right direction. Don't postpone it. Don't put this off. And thirdly, keep the faith. Keep hope alive. The journey won't all be sunshine and rainbows, but the journey will be worth it. For the person that may be struggling in this area, I would encourage you to get some help. And help could look like hiring a fitness coach. It could look like going to the doctor or seeing a nutritionist. There are professionals out there with the knowledge and skills to get us in the right direction. And last but certainly not least, I want to encourage you to invite God into your fitness journey. Ask him for his help. Ask him for his wisdom. As Philippians 4:13 encourages us, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And progressing in your fitness is included in all things. So be sure to check the show notes, as I have left the links to related episodes that I know will further motivate you and inspire you as it relates to fitness. And that's going to do it for today. I want you to be all that God has called you to be. Steward your body well.